shepherding according to God. Christ is our shepherd. At this present moment, he's on the throne, shepherding. He's with us in this very meeting, shepherding. And he lives in you, shepherding. He is not satisfied with just a doctrinal understanding of shepherding. We all want to know, experience, enjoy, and express shepherding. So we'll go through the outline point by point, focusing on the crucial matters in this outline. In the Lord's recovery today, there is the urgent need for shepherding. Let's consider this. What is this need? Well, the more we realize concerning what shepherding accomplishes, there needs to be saints that have grown to maturity in this age. If there's to be genuine prayer in the prayer meeting, there needs to be shepherding. In so many aspects, there's the need for shepherding. It's not just an idea. And that's why I honestly say, we're not here, I'm not speaking only about shepherding. At this very moment, in you, Christ is shepherding, day after day. In every situation you have gone through, you'll realize, maybe at the moment, but shortly after, you realize deep within, the Lord was shepherding me. And the outcome of what took place was more ability to shepherd others. And we'll see eventually, in order for the Lord to come back, there must be among a large number of saints shepherding one another. Okay, point two. In shepherd, the shepherd is to take all-inclusive, tender care of the flock. But I want to say, attending care for every saint. The shepherd is to take all-inclusive, tender care. If we're not experiencing and learning, you know, how to be tender in fellowshipping with someone, you really can't shepherd. Some would criticize, actually, or judge something inwardly. But when we are in a different situation, we realize the tenderness of the all-inclusive Christ. And I believe many of you, you're not trying to explain it, but he's shepherding us here now in a tender way. And that's why the indwelling Christ requires this slave of his to shepherd with you in a tender way. B, all the sheep need to be well provided for and well tended to. Now we come to one of the crucial portions of the message, because it's all about Christ as the shepherd. Christ is the good shepherd, the great shepherd, the chief shepherd, and the shepherd of our souls. We'll go point by point to learn, to experience, and to express this kind of shepherding. As the good shepherd, the Lord Jesus came that we may have life and have it abundantly. This is one aspect of his shepherding, that we may have life, the divine life, in an absolute way. He laid down his soul life, his human life, to accomplish redemption for the sheep, that they may share his Zoe life, his divine life. The word Zoe is Greek. It's actually an ordinary word, but Brother Lee has been using it in a very particular way. Zoe, it's God's life shepherding us in the divine life. He leads his sheep out of the fold into himself as the pasture, the feeding place, where they may eat freely of him and be nourished by him. The Lord has formed the Jewish and Gentile believers into one flock, the church, the body of Christ, under his shepherding. I just pause here. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. I hear especially brothers saying, the body, I'm not judging them, but I can clearly understand. They did not really know what the body is. If we are really to know the reality of the body, we have to pass through the third stage of the experience of life. With the cross applied to our flesh, our self, our disposition, and then we reach a certain point of our growing in life, we realize I'm not only a child of God, I'm not only a believer, I'm a member of the body. I cannot live without the body. I'm living in and for the body. And I'm very thankful that Brother Nee and Brother Lee were led to the depths of the Christian life, and at a tremendous cost, they were willing to break to really bring forth the body of Christ. And behind it all is shepherding, the all-inclusive, tender care. B, God brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, in the blood of an eternal covenant. The eternal covenant is to consummate the new Jerusalem by shepherding. The words, the new Jerusalem. I hope many of you would, it's okay with you, because there are brothers and sisters here that have never heard about the new Jerusalem. What is the new Jerusalem? It's not a thing. It's not a place. It's a corporate person who is going to marry and live forever with the all-inclusive Christ. And so we're not going to the New Jerusalem. We are becoming the New Jerusalem by the Lord's shepherding. The eternal covenant is the covenant of the New Testament to gain a flock, which is the church, issuing in the body of Christ and consummating in the new Jerusalem. That's the goal, the new Jerusalem. So the time will come, each one of us will realize, I'm not just independent. I'm a member. Will become one, the new Jerusalem, this corporate person. See, the chief shepherd, Christ shepherds his flock through the elders of the churches. I'm not an elder, but I respect all the elders in the church where I am, in various places. When they are clear, I'm not going to name the brother. He's still with us somewhere in California. But in 1995, when during a summer training, Brother Lee was speaking about this. And because of this brother's shepherding, he said to the whole world, this brother is the best shepherd, the elder of anyone. If you want to know what an elder is and what a genuine elder does, learn of him. And I had some fellowship with him, brother to brother, and I had been visiting a certain country south from the United States. And there's been someone over that country who thought he was the king. He was ruling. And so they really didn't know what an elder is. So he went there, not only to express himself, but his very being could help others learn. This is the kind of person who shepherds. Do not just saying, I have authority, you've got to do what we say. Set that aside. He had a life of shepherding. And it's continuing today in a thorough way. And this kind of person I find very encouraging, because I'm the same as you. We can shepherd, and we all need shepherding. We shouldn't be afraid of that. We shouldn't be ashamed. This is why we go back and forth with one another. Without the elders shepherding, the church cannot be built up. The church may exist, and it does exist, but that's not the same thing as being built up. That responsibility I leave with the dear elders. The elders shepherding should be Christ's shepherding through them. And actually that applies to all of us, but I'm relating it to this group of saints. Christ's shepherding through us. Now in section D, I'm going to spend some time here. This is not only precious, not only delightful, but it's very tender, but thorough. It's about the indwelling Christ shepherding us from within. I'll give you the main point about this. And just read these statements, but then I want to spend some time about this, because it's something in our daily living. As the shepherd of our souls, the pneumatic Christ oversees our inward condition, caring for the situation of our inner being. He knows our inner being time after time. Right now, as he's dwelling in us, he knows what way to shepherd us. He knows the situation presently of our inner being. He shepherds us by caring for the welfare of our soul and by experiencing his oversight over the condition of our inner being. Because Christ, our soul, is very complicated. I think we all agree. Outwardly, we might be kind of quite simple. But in our being, it's, a lot of things are going back and forth. We need Christ. We need Christ, who is the life-giving Spirit in our spirit, to shepherd us in our soul, to take care of our mind, emotion, and will, and of our problems, needs, and wounds. Christ is shepherding our souls here and now. And it's just between the indwelling Christ and you. But day after day, sometimes it develops during a certain day, he realizes exactly, no, he knows where we are and what we need. And it's taking place here and now. He's in us, shepherding from deep within. And he knows our situation, our needs, our relationships, our hopes, our fears, anything in our soul. He's not criticizing. He realized in our mind. Very often, elderly people, inwardly, they're living by memories. They're living in the past. And many young ones, inwardly, they have dreams, they have hopes. But the day will come when you realize, how are you right now? What is your situation right now? Well, don't try to figure it out. The Lord knows. Let him love you. Let him shepherd you. Let him heal you in so many ways. This is part of our personal relationship. And then this will enable us to grow to maturity, know and live in the body, and eventually, as there will be, we'll see this in the summer training at one of the messages. Before the Lord can come back, there has to be saints experienced in spiritual warfare. When he comes for his bride, this is during the seventh years. At the end of the first 3.5 years, the living overcoming saints, not overcomers. There are no overcomers. There are overcoming saints. Someone says, I'm an overcomer. Not a wise thing to say. But you can say, I'm experiencing Christ for this matter. But now, the shepherding of our souls. This is why, beloved brothers and sisters, I just cry out to the Lord that each one of you has a personal relationship with Christ. If mainly, or even the only function is in the morning, then all the saints, this is what we're pray reading in the morning. But we all have a personal relationship that needs tender care in the shepherding of our soul, in our relationship with him personally. And I've mentioned it every time, every now and then to the saints in the full-time training. To have a personal relationship with the Lord in one practical way is to pray, read a particular book in the New Testament. And at their age, at their learning, they just respond to this. But some would contact and say, I don't know what book to use. So I made a kind of suggestion. And I've been doing this personally for more than 30 years. Just for a few minutes, sometime later in the day. Lord, I cannot live without your shepherding. I can't live without the dispensing of your all-inclusiveness. How wonderful that we have the shepherding Christ dwelling in us. I don't want to refer to too many events, but many of us have gone through physically some very serious, almost situations that could bring you to an end. But then the Lord made it clear this is not the time for you to end your time. And deep within, he shepherds. Sometimes he sets us aside so he can deeply shepherd us. And then the outcome is we don't try to do anything or be anything, but just in a simple way, we just have a being of shepherding for other saints and to receive their shepherding. So I hope that everyone that's listening here would have a personal relationship with the Lord. If you don't know how to start, how to do, you just ask the Lord. Otherwise, ask for someone in your nearby who is somewhat mature. I used to get up very early in the morning around 5:30. This is in California, so you can go out early in the morning. And I was walking and shepherding, but having fellowship with him. And I asked him, I said, I don't know how to have a relationship with you. You know me, you can see me, but I can't see you. Well, the Lord didn't give an answer, but he did something inwardly to realize this is where faith comes in. And your loving concern. Okay, now we go on to point four. In order to shepherd according to God, we need to become one with God, be constituted with God, live God, express God, represent God, and minister God. Wow. Shepherding involves a lot, doesn't it? It's not a simple thing. But we're all going to experience this. So I'm going to read it over again, and then we'll carefully go through from A to E. In order to shepherd according to God. See? Not just shepherding in any way, but according to God, we need to become. So we're all in the procedure of becoming. We need to become one with God. We need to be constituted with God. We need to live God. We need to express God. We need to represent God and minister God. Shepherding according to God requires us to be one with God and to be constituted with Himself. Only those who live God can shepherd according to God. So I hope on the one side, we can just freely talk about shepherding. But on the other hand, I hope when you are having conversation about it, you realize this is a profound aspect. It involves God. Only those who live God. What does that mean, to live God? Well, it's God in Christ as the life-giving Spirit saturating our being is then shepherding. God's eternal purpose is to work Himself into us as our life, so that we may express Him. So God's eternal purpose, so His eternal purpose is being applied to each one of us to work Himself into us as our life, so that we may express Him. So I pause here. It's not a training, so I want to be limited. What do we express? What is, when we are in a prayer meeting, or we are in what is called prophesying time, what are we expressing? Many saints, they kind of hide. They say, I'm never going to speak in the meeting. I'll be embarrassed. Others may have a different kind of view. We're all in the procedure. We're all growing. And so we're all trying to, in the corporate meetings, to express Christ. But don't be afraid. We're all developing. None of us is perfect. Then I tell the full-time trainees again and again, you have a portion of Christ that no one else has. And I say this for each one of you. You don't have a super mature saint to be able to say something. It's like in a family. It's not just the parents that do the talking. It's the beginning, the little children. We all have their portion. But the Lord wants to bring us to the stage of expressing Him. This is why in our personal relationship, when we read a point like this, we can say, Lord, I need Your tender care. Lord, I don't want to express myself, but I can't change it. I can't do anything about it. But I'm up wide open for You operating within me. You can apply the cross to me. You can lead me to certain kinds of experiences so that we may express Him. From 1974 to 1985, I was serving with Brother Lee side by side. He knew this was God's arrangement, but I know it was not easy to be with a young guy. But long after even young saints, that Brother Lee had passed away before they were even born, and they wanted to know something about Him. Can you share something about Him? And they might be expecting some miraculous events. And I just would say that I remember the kindness, His loving care, His shepherding. And eventually, not long before He passed away, saints had known what kind of work and labor He's been doing. But then He made this known. The main aspect of my being was shepherding. We need to appreciate. Brother Need the same. Shepherding at a tremendous cost. But now we can participate in this kind of shepherding. As those who shepherd according to God, we need to represent God and function as the acting God. Well, what is the acting God? That is the indwelling triune God shepherding within us. And so, His acting within needs to be expressed through us. Function as the acting God. Doesn't mean you walk around and say, I'm here representing God, I'm acting God. If you even think about it, that's the self. But when you are blended with the triune God, you're going to actually be more human. The more mature someone grows in life, the more human you are. That's what I was referring to Brother Lee. Very human, but human by the indwelling Christ. And therefore, I've seen this happen. Saints of all ages were not afraid to, after a meeting, to just see Him for a few moments. It was just open for any and all members. Once you know him, don't be afraid that you're going to be touching God directly. This is a God-man. And you may be with him for 1 minute. When you walk away, you realize, I got shepherd. That was just this being flowing out. K.E. To shepherd according to God is to minister God to others. What does it mean to minister God? Well, then God himself is the substance of what you're sharing. How much we can minister God to others depends on our being broken by God for the outflow of life. Now I'm going to mention from this statement here, but I don't want anyone to be afraid. But there's something deeply necessary, and that is being broken by God. Toward the end of his time before he was put in prison, Brother Nee wrote this book on the breaking of the outer man. And when I read that, and I read it again, I wanted to have that experience. But nothing happened. And there was a reason. I wasn't ready for it. And so 4 years later, I asked Brother Lee about what does it mean to experience the breaking of our outer man. You could never guess his response. He said, spirituality is a body matter. It's a body matter. Those words have been with me ever since. For 56 years of learning. But when it took place in 1982, on a Thursday evening, I'm not going to go into details. It happened. Then a week later, I was with a group of saints with Brother Lee sitting next to him. Then he looked at me and he said, you don't trust yourself anymore, do you? And I looked back. He and his wife prayed for all of us. They knew where we were. They didn't judge or criticize anyone. They knew they wanted us to grow to maturity. And so they knew what to pray. And the Lord at his time answered the prayer. Please, in your consecration to the Lord, don't be afraid. Just say, Lord, I'm yours. I'm giving you my spirit, soul, and body. You can do with me any way, any time. But deep within, I want to be a Christ person, not a self person. Then there will be the outflow of life. It just flows out. Even if we are in the elevator coming down, 5 or 6 people there, and you just speak a few things, you may not realize this. Christ is flowing out. Just saying, "Hi, how are you?" The divine life is flowing. And the more he is flowing, the more he flows into you, saturates you, and flows out from you. Now, point 5 is a very important section here. I'm just checking the time. That's why. Peter charged the elders to shepherd the flock of God according to God. See, Peter charged the elders to shepherd the flock. This was Peter in his maturity. We know what he was like at the very beginning. But even in John 21, after he had been resurrected but made himself known, when Peter and John were there, and the Lord is speaking to Peter and said, "When you were young, no one can touch you, but the time is coming when someone will carry you away to a place that you didn't want to be in." But he realized this is how he would end. And in his maturity, I look forward to meeting them. I believe many of those saints in the beginning passed away carrying out God's perfect will. And so now we shepherd according to God. A, according to God means that we must live God. Please don't send an email saying, "Ron, what does it mean to live God?" Or ask someone else. Ask God. You just say, "Lord, what does it mean to live you?" He has a personal relationship with you. When we are one with God, we become God, and we are God in our shepherding of others. This is quite a statement. When we are one with God. So I hope there's a prayer rising up in all of you. "Lord, make me one with God. I want my being to be one with God." then we become God, not in the Godhead, but God in the way that God is when it comes to this function. And we are God in our shepherding of others. So it's not just trying to be kind human beings. We have honest human being feelings about this and that. It may seem very nice, but it's our natural being. The cross has to be applied to that so that God can become the shepherding within us and through us. Point C. Again, a very important statement here. To shepherd according to God is to shepherd according to God's nature. Shepherd according to God's desire. Shepherding according to God's way. Shepherding according to God's glory. Not according to our preference, interest, purpose, and disposition. Not our preference when it comes to fellowship with the saints. We shouldn't prefer this kind of person. We don't prefer this race. We don't prefer this age. That's the self. And behind the self is Satan. That's his view. We should be wide open for shepherding in God's way. I'm going to stay with you for another minute or so. So God is the shepherd. And there's just a prayer coming up. Lord, train us to shepherd according to God's nature. Lord, train me to shepherd according to your nature. Lord, train me to shepherd concerning your desire. Human beings have desires. God has the highest desire. Lord, shepherd according to God's way and God's glory, not for self-glory. So see how shepherding is related to God himself. But again, not according to our preference. We should be able to stand before the Lord in our personal relationship and say, Lord, I love and have fellowship with any saint of every age. I don't prefer one over another. They're a part of the body. They're children of God. We shepherd one another. D, to shepherd according to God is to shepherd according to what God is in his attributes. Okay, section E, and the 4 points after it, one of the crucial aspects of this message. In order to shepherd according to God, we need to become God in life, nature, expression, and function. I'm just going to pause here. Just think for a few seconds. In order to shepherd according to God, we need to become God in life. We need to become God in nature. We need to become God in expression. We need to become God in function. Now, where does this statement come from? I'm not the source. I had to learn from the ministry of the age, from Brother Lee. I'm not making Brother Lee a new kind of Christian group, but I just respect the learning from that ministry. But here is someone who actually was what he was teaching. He was what he expressed. We need to be filled to the brim of the divine life, enjoying the triune God as the fountain, the spring, and the river to become a totality of the divine life, even to become the divine life itself. Then if you would pray, read these two verses, matching point one, light will shine in your being. We need to become God in his attributes of love, light, righteousness, and holiness. Okay, look at this now. We need to become God in his attributes of love. If you want to know more about this, just this coming week, just read through 1 John chapters 1 through 5. An older brother in his 90s, that's when his ministry began to be expressed, in his 90s. If he was here, he would say, Ron, you're too young. You haven't even in your 90s yet. But anyway, there was this realization. So the attributes of God, of love. So are becoming not only love, but God as love. To become God as light. I'm just now imagining something. Let's suppose we have a Lord's table meeting, and then a prophesying time, and everyone there have love and light being expressed. Love and light. Everyone. If you look at John's prayer in John 17, before he went on the cross, he prayed concerning various levels until the highest level, but we're all on the same measure. The self is gone. Because God's attribute is love. And he wants us not only to love, he wants us to be love. And God is light. And God wants us to become light. Righteousness and holiness. You see what's involved with shepherding according to God? That we are becoming God in these aspects. We need to be the reproduction of Christ, the expression of God, so that in our shepherding, we express God and not the self with its disposition. And peculiarities. We want to express God without our disposition. We were all born with a disposition. That's part of God's creation. But being a fallen human being, our dispositions are just on this side, that side. And as we get old, it just becomes the main thing. And then we have the peculiarities follows after that. And some dear saints, they have passed away. I'm sorry to say, this was their outcome. With their disposition, the peculiarities. But on the other hand, a number of saints have passed away. When the cross touched the depths of their being, and Christ saturating their being, you wouldn't know their disposition. They were not expressing their own disposition. They're expressing Christ. And they were not peculiar. They were normal. This is a sign of maturity. Four, we need to become God in his function of shepherding the flock of God according to what he is and according to his goal in his economy. And now we're in the final section of this. And we'll see the very last point is one of the most important verses in the New Testament. The shepherding that builds up the body of Christ is a mutual shepherding. Mutual shepherding. Again, not some to do the shepherding, others receive the shepherding. That's Christianity. There is mutual shepherding. Anyone here in this meeting? I would see you for a few seconds because we're walking somewhere to go downstairs. You have aspects of Christ no one else has. We're not being religious. But there's mutual shepherding. If you're in your 80s like me, then I have to say, well, you got to be in your 80s to ever give any shepherding. To me, this is nonsense. You're a child of God. You could be 14. You could share something and Christ flows. That's why in a few minutes, when a brother gives a word, then I'm going to give you half an hour. And then he could come point by person by person, because you have an aspect that no one else has. Anywhere from 14 to 94, anyone. All of us need to be under the organic shepherding of Christ and be one with him to shepherd others. We are under the organic shepherding. We can understand the words we need to be under. But again, in your relationship with the Lord, to say, Lord, what does it mean to be under your organic shepherding? Make this real to me, Lord. The shepherding of Christ, and be one with him to shepherd others. But allow Christ to shepherd you, then you will shepherd others. All believers, regardless of their growth in life, need shepherding. There are among us saints of various ages of the growth in life. There are mature spiritual brothers and sisters right here. And maybe someone close to you are in another stage. But it doesn't matter where we are. We still need to be shepherded. And we should be willing to receive shepherding from any saint. Don't have the idea you just got to go to this one or that one. We are members of the body, displaying, showing Christ back and forth. We all have defects and shortcomings and need others to shepherd us. The Lord will make this clear to us. Not to judge us, but to humble us when we realize, I still have certain defects. Inwardly we know. It's still here. And shortcomings on certain things. And so I need others to shepherd. The time will come you need this. Even if you ask the Lord, Lord, shepherd me. And the Lord may indicate I will shepherd you through another saint. Then we are shepherding in a mutual way, back and forth. Point D. I just put a big star in my writing here to remember it, how important this is. We are both sheep and shepherds. Shepherding and being shepherd in mutuality. I hope when you walk out of this meeting place, this will be with you to realize you are both sheep and a shepherd. I'm here, I'm a sheep. I'm a shepherd. But you're a sheep and you're a shepherd. Because you're a sheep, you need shepherding. But because you're shepherding, if I see you as I'm walking out, you can shepherd in 10 seconds. We're not trying to do it. I'm trying to make it clear to you how real and how practical this is. So I'm reading it again because it's so delightful. We are both sheep and shepherds, shepherding and being shepherd in mutuality. And now we come to the last point, the last verse. When you look up Ephesians 4:16, Brother Nee and Brother Lee both realize this is one of the most important verses in the New Testament. And they both had the feeling, we are still waiting for the time when this word is carried out. Through the mutual shepherding, the body builds itself up in love. Through this mutual shepherding, not just ordinary kind of shepherding. My being is just crying out for the Lord. Lord, may there be mutual shepherding all over the earth. Bring this forth. Otherwise, you're not going to come back during our lifetime. One aspect for his coming is that we have been shepherding. Through this mutual shepherding, the body builds itself up in love. I believe that all of us want to be here when this actually takes place. The body is building itself up in love. And we realize the Lord is coming for his bride. And so my portion is finished. The message is not finished. It will be when some of you come to the microphone. But I hope it's okay. Don't come shouting, singing, talking about this. Just share something that's really been touching you regarding the Lord's shepherding in you, with you, and through you. So, please, with someone nearby, and then our brother will tell us how to continue the rest of the time together. Amen.